The following podcast is part of a special oral history program titled The RSL, A Time to Celebrate. The program documents fascinating and personal stories and experiences of veterans across South Australia. The program received funding through the Veteran and Community Grants stream in partnership with the Tanunda RSL sub-branch and the Emu Tree, and was produced by Christian Teusner. I encourage listeners to take their time to explore as many of these stories and adventures as possible. For further information, visit www.theemutree.com.
And then, of course, in 42, I joined the Air Force and did the training here in Australia. And in July 43, together with 400 other Air Force members, caught a ship at Port Adelaide all the way through the Panama Canal. That was our first stop to refuel, and then on to England. We didn't join any other ships because the ship relied on its speed. It was too fast for submarines. From mid-Atlantic to the UK, covered by either Catalinas or Sunderlands. Anyway, I arrived in England and was sent up together with a few members of the team that came over on the Denbighshire to Alness in Scotland, where we did our training on the Sunderlands. And 43, we joined 461 Squadron at Pembroke Docks in South Wales. And that's where we either operated off the French coast. All the submarine bases were on the west coast of France, and we got too close on one occasion off Bordeaux, and that was my first introduction to Bordeaux being shot at. And I can remember when I visited Bordeaux nearly 10 years later, that I was able to tell them I'd had a brief visit as far as eyesight is concerned. But we operated there and also met the shipping coming in from America, mid-Atlantic, and saw them safely home. And then, of course, during the invasion D-Day, protected the landing by patrolling the entrance to the English Channel and make certain no submarines would get through and create havoc. And I was surprisingly last year awarded the French Legion d'Honneur, which was very good of the country. It was a bit late though, because it was only two of our crew left. Yeah.
Was it easy to spot the subs?
Yeah, well, we had radar and flew quite a bit at night. And of course, they always came to the surface at night to get fresh air and recharge their batteries. They had to be up on the surface because of the fumes from when you recharge batteries. And we could pick them up with radar. We never actually sunk a submarine, but we did help to keep them down, because every time we approached to attack, they were equipped with radar too, and they quickly submerged. But at least we did keep them below the surface. Yes, and after the war, there were three of us, John Seppel and Drew Allen. He was a government viticulturist from Victoria, and myself, three RAAF. We applied through the repatriation board to see if we could be sent home via America, and it was granted. And they decided to get us across there, and when we arrived in California, we were given 3 months leave without pay. So anyway, the company came to help there, but we were very lucky that it was during their vintage. And you can imagine, in the state of California, we went from the north, where Napa, Sonoma, Livermore, down to Fresno, the irrigated area, and further south, just above Los Angeles. We drove, hired a car, and we were able to call on one winery in the morning and compare it with another winery in the afternoon. And it was the best education one could wish for, seeing things in motion and comparing the different ideas. And that was one of the biggest decisions when I got back to finish my course at Roseworthy. And because I bought a movie camera and recorded all the visits. And when I showed that to the Roseworthy College Oenology students, and together with Dr. Callahan and Hickenbottom, they looked at me and said, "I think you should just come and do microbiology. We can see you've got a lot to do."
You have been listening to The RSL, A Time to Celebrate, 2020.